Has Kenya's plastic bag ban worked? 2 years ago, Kenya introduced a ban on plastic carrier bags. Has it worked? Tens of millions of plastic bags were handed out in supermarkets every year in Kenya. They polluted the environment and clogged up drainage system, contributing to floods and rainy seasons. A study supported by the National Environmental Management Agency, NEMA, found that more than 50% of cattle near urban areas were found to have plastic bags in their stomach. So after years of promising to take action, the government made the manufacturing, sales, and distribution of plastic carrier bags illegal. Since the ban, the government says 80% of the population have stopped using plastic carrier bags. Although this is encouraging, some of the alternatives also been found to be environmentally damaging. Anyone found manufacturing, importing, or selling a plastic carrier bag could be fined up to $40,000 or face a prison sentence of up to 4 years. Using the banned bags carrying a fine more than 500 or jail terms up to a year. So far, fines of between 500 and 1500 have been handed out to around 300 people. Others have been sent to jail, said Kericho Tobiko, Kenya's environmental minister. Last year, 18 people who pleaded guilty in a court in the Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa were fined 300 or sentenced to 8 months in jail for using the bags. In other cases, first-time offenders have been let off without punishment. It is at the discretion of the courts to decide whether what penalty they will give. The judge has a discretion depending on the case. Marno Mama, the actor, director general of NEMA, told the BBC. The toughest penalty imposed so far has been on a manufacturer who was sentenced to a jail term of 1 year without an option of fine, according to Mr. Mano. He says the ban is having a real impact. A bacteria are now finding fewer bags inside cows. There has also been a praise from environmental charities. It is good progress if what we see around is anything to go by. Previously, driving from Naribai to a place like the Masai Mara, you would see plastic bags hanging from trees like flowers after being blown away, getting stuck. We don't see them anymore, says Nancy Gadaiga, WWF Kenya's Policy and Research Manager. The ban has largely been considered a success, although some types of plastic bags have not disappeared entirely. While supermarkets and many shops are no longer handing out carrier bags, small traders have been using a smaller bag made of clear plastic. And there are signs these are being smuggled into a country from neighboring Uganda and Somalia. There is a high probability for illicit products to enter Kenya market due to our porous borders and a country-specific policy decision on plastic bags that wasn't adopted in the original level. Illicit trade is a huge challenge in the country, says the Kenya Association of Manufacturers. Smuggling across the borders is a problem reported by Wanda 2, which banned plastic bags in 2008, and Morocco, which started enforcing a ban in 2017. Tanzania, which also used to be a source of plastic smuggled through the border, implemented a ban in June. Government faces new problems. Following the ban, polypropylene bags become popular alternative. Polypropylene is a type of plastic that is easier to recycle than polythene, a plastic more widely used in bag production. However, NEMA found that the manufacturers soon started to reduce the quality of this type of bag, increasing the polythene content, so it couldn't be recycled. The single usage of these bags will eventually lead to heavy environmental consequences due to poor disposal practices currently being experienced in the country, coupled with the lack of requisite infrastructure to sustainably manage these bags, NEMA says. The government then banned polypropylene bags in March 2019 until a quality standard was introduced. But manufacturers and traders challenged this and the ban was reversed, so that polypropylene is currently permitted. Kim claims that the plastic bag ban led to a loss of jobs. Investments and markets have some manufacturers closed their businesses and others relocated to other countries. but it has also brought new business opportunities. The few remaining plastic bags manufacturing companies have diversified their operation to produce fabric-based bags, non-woven bags, pulp paper-based bags, amongst others. Kim's communication officer Grace Tamonga told the BBC. However, the capacity for production remained low due to the limited supply of raw material domestically.